Even his son's attorney, Jack Holmes, questioned the law, stating, "I was outraged. I've been doing this 22 years as a lawyer, and I've got 10 years as a police officer, and I've never seen anything like this before." Such stiff penalties are in part the legacy of the Controlled Substances Act of 1970. In this piece of legislation, the DEA classified pot as a Schedule I drug, placing it in the same category as far more dangerous drugs, such as heroin. Other drugs classified as Schedule I include cocaine, crack cocaine, amphetamines, and crystal meth. Meanwhile, alcohol and tobacco, which are responsible for the greatest number of drug-related deaths in the United States, are not scheduled at all. "We're stuck in a catch-22," said Tamar Todd, senior staff attorney for the Drug Policy Alliance. "The DEA is saying that marijuana needs FDA approval to be removed from Schedule I, but at the same time, they are obstructing that very research. While there is a plethora of scientific evidence establishing marijuana's safety and efficacy, the specific clinical trials necessary to gain FDA approval have long been obstructed by the federal government itself. The scheduling is made within the context of a law enforcement agency, and that law enforcement agency has an interest in keeping drugs illegal and maintaining the status quo," she added. Adding the federal restrictions on marijuana research to the IRS sanctions against pot business deductions and to the DOJ's continued enforcement of old drug laws, it is apparent that those who control the federal government machinery do not want the public to have easy access to pot. Another federal catch-22 involves the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, BATF, which on its Form 4473 asks potential firearm purchasers, "Are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or other controlled substance?" Even if your state has legalized pot, if you are a user, you must reply yes, which then opens you to search under reasonable cause as a user of a controlled substance. Such persons are prohibited by federal law from their constitutional right to possess, trade in, or transfer firearms or ammunition. All this despite the fact that marijuana is one of the few drugs for which there is no lethal dose and no proven long-term harm. On the other hand, tobacco causes 46 times more deaths than all illegal drugs combined, while prescription drugs cause twice as many deaths as all illegal drugs combined. Furthermore, harsh policies on marijuana do not lead to lower rates of drug use. A recent World Health Organization survey showed that the United States has the highest level of illegal drug use in the world. Meanwhile, forward-thinking countries are liberalizing their drug policies, following the lead of Uruguay, which in 2014 became the first national government to grow, regulate, and safely distribute pot.